Stand a World Cup question kicks off your sports report today.
Kim, will it be Argentina or the Netherlands playing Germany in Sunday's World Cup football final in Brazil? We'll know the answer to that question later Wednesday evening in Sao Paulo, where Argentina plays the Dutch in an eagerly awaited semifinal that kicks off at 2000 UTC. Argentina, led by superstar Lionel Messi, has won five straight matches in the tournament as it bids for a third world title. The midfield maestro Messi has scored four of Argentina's eight goals in the competition, including two against African champion Nigeria in the group stage on June 25th. Nigeria's World Cup goalkeeper is Vincent Enyema.
This program has come to you from the Voice of America, Washington.
Well, I guess we're not going to hear from Vincent Enyema. Wait a second. I think we got him. Vincent's back.
He's one of the best players in the world. Well, everybody knows it. Messi's a genius. Messi is one of the greatest players football has produced.
Good to hear you, Vincent. Always good to bring you back on to the Voice of America airwaves. Vincent Enyema, the Nigerian keeper. Meanwhile, the Netherlands has produced three runner-up performances at the World Cup, finishing second in 1974, 1978, and 2010. This is a rematch of the 1978 final, in which Argentina defeated the Netherlands 3-1 in extra time. The Dutch are coming off a 4-3 penalty kick victory over surprise package Costa Rica in the quarterfinals. During that penalty kick shootout, Dutch coach Louis van Gaal pulled off perhaps the most surprising move in a tournament filled with high drama. Tim Krul, the Dutch team's backup goalkeeper, hadn't played at all in Brazil up to that point. With penalty kicks about to settle a scoreless draw, Van Gaal took out his starting goalkeeper, Jasper Selesen, who just played 120 minutes without allowing a goal, and put in Krul. Krul then blocked two Costa Rica shots to help the Netherlands advance to the semifinals. Krul talks about Argentina and this evening's big game.
Then the semifinal, so you have to be a fantastic team to be there. But we are a fantastic team as well, and I think we can be really confident with what we've shown, the players we've got. We're fit. I think we're fitter than most teams in this World Cup. And like I said, we can be confident, and it's going to be a fantastic game.
Tim Krul is expected to return to his backup goalkeeper role this evening against Argentina, with teammate Jasper Selesen back in goal for the Dutch. Meanwhile, Brazilian football fans continue to mourn Tuesday's humiliating 7-1 loss to Germany in the World Cup semifinals. Desolation, disappointment, and disbelief swept across Brazil as the team, a big favorite to win a record-extending sixth world title, crashed out of the tournament. Brazil's head coach, Luiz Felipe Scolari, described it as a catastrophic, terrible loss. In fact, the six-goal margin of defeat matched Brazil's worst defeat ever in a competitive match. In 1920, Brazil lost 6-0 to Uruguay in the Copa America tournament. It was also Brazil's first loss in a competitive match on home soil since 1975, when Peru beat Brazil 3-1 at the same stadium in Belo Horizonte in the Copa America competition. Brazilian newspapers described the lopsided loss as historic shame. No one expected such a dramatic and overwhelming defeat. Another Brazilian newspaper ran photos of tearful fans under the headline, "The Faces of Disappointment, Country Breaks Down in Tears with the Rout." The Germans set more than a few records in the rout. The Germans scored five goals in the first 29 minutes, the fastest any team has scored five goals in any game in World Cup history. And let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for Miroslav Klose, who scored Germany's second goal of the game. It was his 16th career World Cup goal, making him the World Cup's all-time leading scorer and breaking the mark he previously had shared with Brazil's Ronaldo. And let's give another sunny side of sports shout-out for Toni Kroos, who scored two goals in just 69 seconds for the Germans. It marks the fastest the same player has ever scored twice in a World Cup match. More records from Tuesday in Belo Horizonte. The 7-1 scoreline is the largest margin of victory in a FIFA World Cup semifinal. Germany's seven goals are also the most ever scored in a World Cup semifinal. The win also allows the Germans to advance to their eighth World Cup final. Yes, a new record, beating Brazil's seven appearances in the finals. Joining us once again this evening with our latest African football quiz question, World Cup related, is David Legg.
Who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, that's why I can mention him, is six matches played, one draw and five defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only two goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played six matches now. In each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got one draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that one, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it, because like you take a coach like Henri Michel of France. He's coached at nine matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, three. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups, and that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners, because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question.
VOA! It's David.leg, and leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's David.leg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
You can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bamboozit, D.C.
Put your flags up in the sky.
Hi, this is Sonny Young of the Sunny Side of Sports. Visit voafootball.com for live updates on the World Cup in Brazil. The site is optimized for your mobile phone or tablet and will bring you the latest scores, stats, photos, and videos. And everything can be shared with your friends from your mobile device to Facebook and Twitter. World Cup nonstop at voafootball.com.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you later Wednesday evening at 18:30 UTC with another edition of his Straight Talk Africa program. Shaka has invited yours truly to participate in this evening's show, which will focus on the World Cup in Brazil. Another guest on Straight Talk Africa is Philip Jow, the head coach of the men's soccer team at Howard University here in Washington. During his playing days, Philip was a striker who played professionally, and his father, Joseph, once played for Ghana's beloved national team, the Black Stars. The Black Stars, quarterfinalists at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, did not shine as brightly in Brazil. The Ghanaians wound up with 1 point out of a possible 9 in a very tough Group G that also included Germany, Portugal, and the USA, and the Ghanaians packed their bags.